Hey guys, welcome to the new episode of my series, and it's titled "Oh My 20s with Mariana," and I'm so excited to I've thought about something this magical, you know, something this lovely. So I want to say thank you for always listening to my podcast. Even without podcasting for a while, I got to see that my listeners have increased totally, and I'm so happy. We still have a goal to get to 1,000 before the end of this year, and I'm working so hard to make that goal achieved. Do you understand? Yes, guys. So the first ever topic we're going to be treating here on my first episode is titled "You Deserve to Love Yourself First Before Anyone Else." So now, if you've not gotten your snack, your drink ready for me, please go get it. Sit down, have a nice moment with me today on this episode, and also make sure you breathe, like feel the need to be relaxed, because I really want you to assimilate everything I'll be saying on this podcast today. So now, the term loving yourself is not liking everything about yourself only on the physical aspect of yourself. So I want you to understand that loving yourself goes beyond just the physical aspect of yourself. It has to do with your physique and also your mentality and emotions. So it is not just the physical aspect of your being. I want you to understand that I can love myself and not love my shape. I can love myself and not love my weight. I can love myself and not love the way I react to things. So I'm trying to make it make sense to you that loving yourself goes beyond loving some physical aspect of yourself. Now, what is love? That's what comes to your mind. And I'm always going to tell you this: you don't give what you do not have. If you don't love yourself, there is no way you give out love. Let's have this at the back of our minds. So now, what is love? I've come to the terms that the Bible has answers for everything. The Bible has answers for every single thing we want. So I went to the Bible, and 1 Corinthians chapter 13 gave me the reason and meaning of love. But I read, and then I shared it into four things, which I'm going to be sharing to you guys. Number one is love is kindness. Love is kindness because for every human being, we should be able to assimilate the show myself kindness method of love. It is very necessary because it is something that we have to be practicing every time. In order to show people kindness, we have to be kind to ourselves. Let people see us as someone who is kind. We don't need to make effort in showing people how kind they are. If you learn to be kind to yourself, people will see through you and understand that this lady is kind, this man is kind, this baby is kind, this guy is kind. So yeah, love is kindness. Number two, love is not easily angered. We should stop hating on ourselves. We should stop getting mad at ourselves for negativity of the past. When we start hating on ourselves, then we tend to hate other people unnecessarily. We give unnecessary hate, because rather than giving ourselves love, we're giving ourselves hate. We're giving ourselves reasons to get angry unnecessarily. So that is why majority of people don't even know how to love somebody. They always find hatred where there is none for people. So love is not easily angered. Number three says love keeps no record of the wrongs. Don't sulk in the past. Don't sulk in negativity of the past. Be of the present. Practice the present. Love the present. Because if you keep sulking and getting angry of what has happened in the past, there's no way you find love, you find that space to show yourself the love that you deserve. In our 20s, whether early or late 20s, you should be able to love yourself to the point that when something happens, you put that at the back of your head. You say it's the past. Learn to forgive people's actions in the past, people that have wronged us in the past. Actions that we've done in the past that are so hurtful, we should also learn to forgive, because at this point of our lives, in this generation that we are in, we tend to become the devil of our own self, because we tend to hold things of the past inside of us, and then we depreciate all aspect of happiness in our blood and start sulking over. That is where you see people go into depression, mental breakdown, and mental disorder. So love keeps no record of the wrongs. Now, number 4 says love protects. Because of how Jesus Christ filled the need, he has to protect us because he loves us. He gave himself up for our sins. There are some relationships that are so sweet to the point that when you feel protected by your boyfriend, your fiancé, your husband, you feel the need to love them more. Imagine when you tell your guy that you're going out and it's almost late at night by 10 or 12 and he has not heard anything from you. He gives him the need to be worried. He calls you all the time to want to know where you are, what you're doing, have you gotten home safely. That's him trying to protect you. So you as a person, protect your heart from being damaged. Protect your mental health from any disorder. Know who you give your love to, know who you let into your life. That is you protecting yourself. Many young girls and guys of today are out there in the street looking for who to fall in love with them, looking for who to love them. Many girls are looking for who to fall in love with them, who to love them. Why? Because they have not gotten to that point that they want to exhibit self-love from themselves. They always want the love to come from somebody. They always want somebody to love them. They always want to get that love from somebody. When we have the keys to unlock all the love to give to ourselves. But no, they always want somebody to love them. Now, I want to make this make sense to you guys. If you can't give yourself love, then don't expect love from another person. Because there's no amount of love that person is going to show you that will make you feel loved. Sometimes you always question yourself, does he love me? Does he have feelings for me? All these questions are because you don't even love yourself in the first place. So why do you think he can't possibly love you than you love yourself? Let me tell you this, nobody can love you more than you. If there's anybody that tells you, I love you more than I love myself, he's lying. Basically, you love yourself more, because you should love yourself more than anybody. You should not feel the need to give more love than required to a certain person. Stop loving stupid people in the name of soliciting for love for yourself. Stop looking for love outside. You don't get it. If you don't love yourself, you go out there to find love, you won't still get that love, because you don't even love yourself to start with. Stop putting other people's feelings first before yours. Be selfish. Show yourself that love you see from other people. Show yourself that happiness you want people to give to you. Show yourself that loyalty. Give yourself so much attention, like the kind of attention you want from anybody you're in a relationship with, the attention you seek in friendship, the attention you seek in families. Give it to yourself in full dosage. Make yourself happy and see how you'll be so satisfied by the love you give to yourself. Because if you don't love yourself and you go into a relationship, you pay attention to what that person is going to give to you, I'll explain to you. You're going to get bare minimum. Trust me, a lot of heartbreaks, a lot of toxic behavior, a lot of narcissist acts coming from your partner, a lot of depreciation, characters that will make you question yourself what is what you're asking for if you can't love yourself. Because to you now, he's giving you all the love. Even when it's insulting you, you think it's love. Even when he's telling you you're mad, it is love, because you feel that is love. No, it's not. When you love yourself, you should be able to say, this is not love. Stop it. I don't like the way you do this to me. Hey, I don't like the way you're behaving. I don't deserve this. You know what you deserve. Loving yourself gives you the ability to know what is wrong, what you deserve, what you need, your self-worth. The fact that you love yourself is enough for you to understand that this is what makes me happy, this is what makes me sad. If you can't make me happy, then use the exit door. I also want you to know that when you don't love yourself and you've not fixed yourself off that negativity thought of not loving yourself, do not go into a relationship. Do not be somebody's headache. Do not be the downfall of somebody. Do not make a man question his self-worth because you're questioning your self-worth. Do not make a man go into depression because you're suffering from depression. Do not make a man question whether he loves himself because you don't love yourself. Don't transfer your negativity into somebody else's life. Same goes for the females. For the males, do not transfer your negativity into our life. Fix yourself. Learn to love yourself. Staying single and trying to study yourself, trying to work on yourself, isn't bad at all. In this generation that we are, everybody feels the need to be in a relationship, and it doesn't work that way. It is fine if you're not in a relationship and you're working on yourself. People often forget that sometimes you need to be in a relationship with yourself. You need to learn to love yourself, give yourself the attention, spoil yourself, be with yourself, take yourself out, be happy. Learn all those things you feel you want from a man. Learn it and give it to yourself. That is you loving yourself before you finally venture into a relationship. And then you get to see that love is not enough from somebody else if you don't love yourself in a relationship. Men try to blindfold us by loving us, and we feel like it's very big. What they are doing is so big. We give credit for them because we don't even love ourselves. Same goes to naive guys. When a girl comes to you, show you love, you feel that, oh, she's in love with you, because you don't even know what love is. That's because you don't even love yourself in the first place. Oh, he opened the car door for me. He loves me. Oh, he feeds me. He loves me. Oh, he bought me this. He loves me. Oh, he sends me good morning text messages. He loves me. Oh, he sent me good night messages. He calls me all the time. He FaceTime me. He sent me streaks on Snapchat about himself and his old activities. Sis, that's not love. That's you being foolish. Giving credit for bare minimum is you being foolish. It doesn't even make sense. So cut that crap out. And for the guys, she's always posting my picture on her WhatsApp. She loves me. She calls me all the time. She loves me. She gives me a nickname. She saved my name to my love, my king, the one after my heart. She loves me. Excuse me, bruv. Try to make it make sense to you and see this is not love. What we call love now is basically baseless. Things we give credit for in this generation is basically baseless. That is why loving yourself is important. When you love yourself in a relationship, you always question what each partner brings to the table. If it's not bringing anything other than love to the table, I'm not interested. Because why? I love myself already. Bring something new, bro. Bring something new, babe. Show me something new. Okay, so now, my favorite author and YouTuber always says, your job as a human is to be the best version of yourself every single day. Be better than your yesterday. So, for Christ's sake, when you want to love yourself, you find activities new every single day. You don't act like the way you acted yesterday, because there are new things, and we have to keep recurring lovely things that we have to put in our day-to-day activities. We should always try to strive to put things into our daily activities to give ourselves that self-love we so desire. Now, teach the brain you have value by treating your mental peace and health on a valuable terms. Don't let no man or woman damage your mental health or happiness with their toxic pretense of loving you into damaging you. Just what I just said. All these bare minimum things a guy does for you and you call it love. We don't even realize that some of it are not love. All these basic things a girl does for you and you call it love, we don't even realize that some of it are not love. Let me even bring it into a sex base. You can have sex with a particular person for a whole year and not love that person. But you can have sex with a particular guy just once and you see your whole life and world revolves around that person. But when you love yourself, you should be able to know that. Yeah, make it make sense. I don't know if I'm making sense. Let me bring another example. Okay, you don't love yourself. You don't even show yourself any epitome of self-worth. And then this guy opens the door for you, take you out on date, buy you dresses, does bare minimum for you, and you're thinking he's doing the right thing for you. And then all of a sudden, you start having sex with him. And then he leaves you. You feel like the whole world has crumbled. Even before he leaves you, that sex aspect, you think about him every night. You sleep, oh my God, he loves me. We made love. This is so nice. Okay, I'm going to say this with all due respect. Six, you're crazy. With all due respect, six, you're mad. 100% mad. Because then, this guy that is having sex with you probably has sex that day and went home playing games, not thinking about and soliloquizing about loving you, but yet you are at home thinking about it, sleeping about it, and most girls should now have to come online and say, babe, I really enjoyed the moment with you. If you give yourself so much love, you will come to time to realize making love, having sex with somebody, is really not love. It is not love at all. It's even more. You deserve even more to want to soliloquize about a person on your bed, to want to think about the person on your bed. What has that person done? What extraordinary thing has that person done to deserve me? Do you get such thoughts to come to your head? I always tell people, love is never enough to keep a relationship. Love is never enough to keep a friendship. Love is never enough to be with somebody. There is always something extraordinary the person ought to do before you get that spot of me trying to tell you I love you or me trying to make you feel so special in my life. All of this is when you love yourself, you can easily identify all of this and then you know it doesn't even make sense. What you call love from your partner doesn't even make sense. So we should try to love ourselves and not find love in relationship and other stuff. When you love yourself, it gives you this pride to know that there's no amount of love that nigga is going to give you that will make you feel like he loves me so much than I love myself. Nah, that's pure capping. It doesn't even exist. Nobody can love you other than you love yourself. So yeah. Stop finding love in relationships, friendships, situationships, or family. Find it within yourself. Have that self-love because you can't even give what you don't have. If you don't have love, how then do you want to give up love? So that is all basic about this topic. And I hope with everything I put together, you understand that you deserve to be loved first before anyone else does it for you. You don't give people reason to actually tell you they love you more than you love yourself. Nah. Work on yourself. Try to love yourself. Give yourself the best treatment so you won't be stupid enough to receive that treatment from another person and you mistake it for love and you fall victim for stupid situationship, brain damage, and narcissistic behavior that you don't even need for yourself in your 20s. Honestly, loving yourself should be number one habit you should develop for yourself. As a lady, as a guy, as a girl, as a man, whatever gender you are, learn to love yourself. And with this few points of mine, we've come to the end of today's podcast, and I love you guys so much. If you guys have corrections for me, improvement tips for me, please, you can chat me up on my WhatsApp or my email address. Tell me what you think about this video, sorry, this podcast. And I love you guys so much. Before we go, I have few apps I would like you to download. If you're going through this point where you don't like your weight and you want to work out but you don't know what to do, you can download some workable apps on Google Play or iOS. You can do these exercises at the comfort of your home. It is called My Greatness app, Pro Home Workout, 7 minutes workouts. These are nice workouts you can do at home. And for those of you that wants to work on loving yourself, give yourself affirmation and other stuff, you can download Think Up Positive Affirmation online. You can download Believe Affirmation and Purify Affirmation, all available on Google Play Store and iOS. And most importantly, I will recommend a book for you to read to realize your self-worth and the reason why you need to love yourself. The book title is Before Dawn by Till Swam. It's very interesting. You can get it on Amazon and any online bookstore. Yeah. And yeah, that's it for today. I love you guys. Please share if you feel it's worth sharing. And if you feel there's any correction, please don't forget to tell me about it. I love you. Mwah.